this week in lead up to Earth Day here on KYMN Radio, we're celebrating environmental do-gooders here in town. And this week so far, we've talked with government organizations, we've talked with nonprofits, we've talked with an academic institution, but now we're talking with a little bit of a different organization, a business subscription model, if you will. Helen Forsyth from the Curbside Composters Group here in Northfield. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Logan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's start today with, I guess, talking about composting. And if you're a person who doesn't know about composting or such, how would you explain what it does and why it is better than just throwing your food into the trash?
Totally. Yeah, it's a great question. So composting is important for a lot of different reasons. One is simply space. As we fill up landfills, mm-hmm. We need to create more landfills. And so we started this business almost 8 years ago now with an eye towards how do we divert waste from the Rice County landfill so that it can serve us for a longer amount of time. There's also a situation where when food waste and when organic waste goes into the landfill, it's not able to break down properly. It doesn't have access to enough oxygen to break down into dirt the way we know that it can. Mm-hmm. And so when it breaks down, it's called anaerobic. When it's not allowed to have enough oxygen, it releases methane, which is one of the contributing gases to global warming, to climate change. And so there's the space issue, there's the emissions issue, and then there's also the reality that when you take that food waste out of the landfill, process it properly in a composting situation, it creates a healthy soil amendment that you can add for your garden, for your farming, for your landscaping. So it's one of those things where when it goes into a landfill, it creates problems. Mm-hmm. When it is diverted from the landfill, it like is an asset that we can use to help us grow food and all that different things. It's even used sometimes for like construction projects or road projects because it helps to solidify the soil and stop erosion in all kinds of circumstances.
Sure. So something I tend to think about with composting is that it's something you do in your backyard, right? You take it and you have your own little composting site, maybe in your own garden or something. How does... Is composting in a much bigger setting, like with your organization, is that done in a very similar fashion, just on a much larger scale, or is there a different process to composting in a more professional circumstance, I guess?
Yeah, it's all the same concepts, right? Mm-hmm. So really, like, nature wants to do its thing. When
sure.
you get a bunch of stuff in a pile, mm-hmm. Your food waste and your leaves and that type of thing, it wants to break down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when you get to a bigger scale, there's a few things that you're maybe monitoring a little bit more than you're going to be monitoring for your backyard. Though really, it is all the same. So things like the oxygen flow that I was mentioning, that's a missing component in a landfill. But in a intentional compost pile, you want to be sure that there's airflow going on. Temperature monitoring is another piece of that. And then moisture monitoring. So really, the bigger your scale, the more intentional you're going to be about taking samples, taking those levels to make sure that it's all breaking down properly. The other thing that is different is the higher volume you have, there's more microorganisms doing their thing and like kind of cooking that pile. So you can compost things on a big scale that you wouldn't want to do in your backyard, such as meat, bones,
sure.
Compostable plastics. All of those things are things that you would not want to put in your backyard because it would just take so long.
And animals might come picking through the
meat. Exactly right. Yeah. Yep. You don't want to be attracting your neighborhood raccoons mm-hmm. with your meat and stuff. Whereas, yeah, in a big industrial compost facility, mm-hmm. you can just control all of that stuff a little bit more. And the higher volumes get it to a higher heat.
So, okay. What exactly does the Curbside Composters do now? So if you became a member or if you are a member, what do you get? Well, how does that process work for composting?
Totally. Yep. So we are a residential and commercial collection service. Mm-hmm. And so people can sign up for our service and we will give you a receptacle. If you're a household, we typically give you a 5-gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a business, we are typically in conversation with you about how many rolling carts you might need, probably 32-gallon rolling cart or so. And then we pick up weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So each week we come around and pick up whatever you put out. We when you sign up, give you instructions about, you know, here's when to put out your bucket.
Sure.
Here's some tips. And then also instruction sheets for here's what is compostable and here's mm-hmm. what is not compostable.
I suppose that's probably a good question. I should have backed up and asked, like, exactly, like, I tend to think it's all food waste or a lot of mostly food waste that you compost. Is that generally true, or is there certain things that don't compost well?
That's a great question. For the scale that we're talking about, we can compost any food waste. Mm-hmm. We can also compost paper, pizza boxes,
really?
Okay. Yep, compostable plastics, mm-hmm. As well as meat and bones and that type of thing. It is sometimes confusing. Sometimes mm-hmm. products will market themselves as like biodegradable or green in some type of way.
Sure.
For us with compostable plastics or with paper products, it's super important that it says BPI certified compostable. Mm. We really need that certification. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that gets confusing for people, justifiably, because there's a lot of confusing labeling out there. And, sure. and on the state and national level, there's efforts to kind of rein in what mm-hmm. products can say about themselves to make it clearer for consumers as composting becomes more and more of a popular and supported practice.
Sure.
What else do I want to say about that? Yeah, paper and food and most things you would imagine.
Fair enough. So you get your 5-gallon bucket if you have a house, you fill it up and you set it out each week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get any compost soil back? I guess that's what we tend to think of as the benefit of composting, is right now I have a better garden, right? Mm-hmm. Do you get any of that return back, I guess?
Totally. Yeah. So for right now, we are just a collection service. Mm-hmm. We have a couple different drop sites throughout town that we bring our materials to. And then we contract with DSI mm-hmm. to bring those dumpsters over to a facility in Shakopee where it gets composted. You can go to Shakopee and purchase the compost product.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the process of starting up our own facility about 9 miles outside of Northfield, mm-hmm. At which time we hope to make compost more easily accessible to our subscribers and to the local community. But right now, we are just a collection service and
sure.
not doing our own processing.
And that's an exciting, I got the press release, I think, about 4 months ago or maybe 3 months ago, where you're getting a grant from the state of Minnesota to help you expand to this facility. You want to talk a little about what the benefit of not having to ship all the stuff to Shakopee now is and actually having a local, facility, if there's going to be any added benefits to that for the composting?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like anything with sustainability where, like, the closer you can keep everything, the mm-hmm. less transportation, the less logistics that is involved. And so we are really excited to have a site where we can bring the compost that's just a heck of a lot closer than mm-hmm. Shakopee, and where we can be managing the compost and, like, creating something that can be easily used here in our locality.
Yeah.
We're super excited and really grateful for the support from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Mm-hmm. They have been supportive to us in a lot of ways. This grant goes so far in helping us to start up this compost processing facility.
Yeah. And something I always think about is if you're not a gardener, maybe you're just not interested in gardening, or you can't do it, or you don't have you live in an apartment, you don't have a garden. Why should I care about composting, whether it's through curbside compost or just in general, right? Mm-hmm. Whether I do it by myself or, or with your group.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really comes back to the things I was talking about at the beginning about mm-hmm. Maintaining the health of our landfill for as long as we can use that piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the climate benefits of keeping all of that material out of the landfill so that it's not releasing methane mm-hmm. Into the air.
And if people wanted to learn more about curbside compost, maybe this is inspiring them. They want to go become a member. What's some of the logistics sides? How do you apply? What's maybe the cost of it and such?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to sign up is through our website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also give us a phone call if you need a little help managing our website, but it's pretty clear cut.
Yeah.
And our base subscription price is $10 a month. We also offer a sliding scale, which means that if $10 a month is not affordable to you, mm-hmm. but you still want to access this service, you can sign up at $5 a month. You can even sign up for free.
Mm-hmm.
If you really feel enthusiastic about what we're doing, we also offer tiers above $10. And we use that model because that helps us to keep ourselves sustainable in
sure.
terms of, like, paying for what we need to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But we also recognize that the value here is diverting as much waste from the landfill as possible. Mm-hmm. So we want to keep this as accessible as we can.
And I know you're a sponsor of the Northfield Earth Day celebration. Are you going to be, is Curbside Compost going to be at Northfield Earth Day this year?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we will be there. We will be tabling. I think we've got a workshop going on, which mm-hmm. I truthfully forget the exact schedule of, but you can take a look at the poster and check that out. So yeah, we will be there and we're super excited to be a part of the festivities.
Well, wonderful. Anything else you want to share about composting, about Curbside Compost, about Earth Day in general?
Sure. I hope people come and join us down at the Armory on the 26th. I'm also, on a personal level, I'm very excited about the Contra Dance happening on the 25th. I think social dancing is really fun, so I hope people join us on Friday evening at the Armory, 7 to 10. Contra Dancing is super beginner-friendly. There's an instructor who walks you through everything. There's a live band that's going to play. So on a personal level, that's one of the things I'm excited about for Earth Day weekend coming up here.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Helen. I appreciate it. And learning a little bit about composting and some pretty easy things, I think, for everyone to do to help care about the environment.
Thanks so much, Logan.